Cast Ranger.
To our loyal fans, the cast, please pour one out. For this is the last night that we record in the Cast Ranger studio.
Oh.
Shit, I dropped my headphones.
I don't have a drink.
Well, you can't have mine.
Wait.
I don't have a drink either, actually.
Oh.
Then crack open a metaphorical drink.
Yeah.
I thought you were just going to say crack open a metaphor.
You can do that.
Time is irrelevant.
Guys, we're good. Blaze has a drink. Okay, welcome to Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Extra? Lane, I thought we were recording Ultra Ranger.
No.
You know, the show where we talk about Ultraman's
past, present, future, Godzilla, and all kaiju in between.
Oh, I'm going to miss saying that in this house.
Yeah.
You can have a new house to say it in. Do you say that on every episode?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my fuck.
Multiple times I've said it, Gar said it, we've said it simultaneously.
Sometimes he blasts through it. And, like, sometimes I fuck up, I say presents.
And he says presents. It's hilarious. The best one was the last episode we recorded where he's just like, I'm giving him the look, and he's just like, I know I said presents, and I'm like, there you go.
Just going to roll with it.
Yeah, we're just going to go.
Do it live.
We do it live.
So yeah, probably by the time this episode of Extra comes out, we'll be in our new house.
What's it like in the past / future / I don't know?
Guys, does that mean it's the final episode for Aircaster?
Yeah.
Piece of shit!
Oh my god!
Instead, we're gonna get Pelletcaster.
We're gonna get Fancaster. I'm a tower fan.
That's actually genuinely sad.
Yeah, so...
Now I'm just thinking of the scene from Brave Little Toaster.
I can't believe I just thought about this. We should have gotten giant googly eyes and put them on Aircaster.
Right.
We could have done that.
I'm stuck in the wall. Well, all of you. It's not my fault. It's my prime directive.
Because as Giga Beetle on Twitter says, everything is better when you put googly eyes on it.
Brave Little Toaster becomes a much weirder movie when you realize and fully conceptualize that it's fucking John Lovitz playing the radio.
Was it John Lovitz?
Right?
What? Yeah, this is like the fourth time he's come up on Cast Ranger.
What?
And it won't be the last, because radio.
It was John Lovitz.
Yes.
Can I make it Todd's... No, never mind.
Go ahead.
I don't know. To be fair, the critic has also come up several times on Cast Ranger, but not necessarily Jay Sherman, just things from it.
Right?
Jay Sherman.
Green penis.
Although I do... With lots of green penis. Yep. Yeah, but, I don't know what I was going to say other than...
It sounds like it's a YouTube poop, but it's not.
Mom and Dad Save the World is an underrated masterpiece of weirdness that you should watch.
Wasn't he also the subway guy?
I didn't realize that because it's the one thing where he does a different voice.
That was Jared.
You're talking about Jared.
No.
No, the guy on the commercials. Subway, dinner, theater, that was him.
I don't fucking know.
That was him? Okay.
Anyways.
Nope. That was news to me. So it counts as news.
You know what else is news? The fact that you're on an episode of Extra for once.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
Sometimes he comes in just at the end because he just gets home from work or something.
You're just so fucking extra.
Well, joke's on you.
Are you now pretending to be drunk off chocolate milk? Is that the bit we're doing?
I apologize. Today's a weird day.
It's a special day. I'm drinking regular
Friday,
Pepsi.
Friday the motherfucking 13th.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Goddamn.
It's also April 13th, 4/13, John Egbert's birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Egbert?
Yeah, Homestuck, John Egbert's birthday.
I was about to say, Egbert, is that some Dilbert DLC I didn't buy?
Well, it's also the name of a character in Animal Crossing, but
I'm Dr. Eggman. I'm not an Eggman.
Ooh, sick reference.
Okay, why did they change his name from Eggman, or from Robotnik to Eggman?
The comics.
Eggman was his original name.
Comics?
Eggman was his original name. Robotnik was the name that Sega of America gave to him.
Oh.
Same as Princess Peach was her original name, and Princess Toadstool was the Americanized version, and they changed it so
Koopa
they were
and Peach. Bowser.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, yes, it's a special night. It's Friday the 13th. It's our last night recording Cast Ranger in our original studio.
And
I'm drinking regular Pepsi today, bitch.
Whoa.
Like, if you came into our place, you would think James Rolfe was here because there are so many fucking boxes.
Yeah.
Really? No one?
I mean, I know who he is, but I don't know why that's funny.
in his earlier episodes, he just had a... Whenever he punched someone, there would just be a ton of boxes.
Okay.
Just for him to fall on. There was actually a... He Who Shall No Longer Be Mentioned on Cast Ranger did a crossover with him where they fought. He got knocked into boxes, and he said, "Why the fuck are there boxes? Oh, don't diss my boxes. I love my boxes."
Box, yeah, I remember. Oh, box.
That feels like forever ago now.
Yep. All right, so let's get into news.
Well, sorry, this is the news show. We're supposed to be talking about news.
There's some news that you may or may not be able to use.
Uh-oh.
First off, we have skins from the upcoming Lupin Ranger and Power Ranger toy catalog.
Ooh. Fucking finally, goddamn.
So let's get the elephant out of the way first. We have our mid-season...
Get out of here, elephant!
It's just an elephant, elephant trigger machine. So first we have, on the right side of the scan, the new mid-season mecha that is the combination of all six trigger machines, Dino Fighters, Good Striker, and the upcoming Lupin X and Patron X.
It's another fuck shit stack Zord.
No, I decided to add a new name to the Rogues Gallery of Cast Rangers' terrible Megazord nicknames. Tokyo was Bonero. Wild Dodekai Zuo King was fuck shit stack Zord. Kutamajin was Ball Zord. This motherfucker gets the heralded title of Clusterfuck Kaiser.
So what's the actual name of it?
That's the best part. What it's actually called is the Good Cool Kaiser VSX.
It's good and cool.
Right? It
makes it sound like a Kool-Aid jammer, not a mega...
It's like they're actually, like, super liminally trying to tell us how awesome this is.
Excellent!
It's funny, too, because
Bill and Ted!
It's funny, too, because you can
Which was, by the way, written by the same people who wrote Mom and Dad Save the World.
I was going to say Wayne's World.
It's actually funny, too, because if you look at the mech, you can actually see a V and an X.
That's the joke.
Maybe an S if you, like, put a little squiggly line in there.
If you bend it all the wrong ways.
No. I actually like it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, for fuck shit stack swords, it's not that bad.
This Megazord does one of the things I fucking hate when regards to like Ultra Zords or Combiners, anyways.
Shit everywhere.
No, but by that I specifically refer to the fact that they've literally just tacked on two of the Zords to the side of the leg, in no significant manner. They're just wider feet.
So that
fuck it.
Durability.
They could have added them to the front of them.
I like the shoulders.
And if you think about it, the black parts on the side where the wings on the Good Striker are, the fact that they're, like, opened up means that the chest part in the middle is just, like, jutting the fuck out forward. So it's gonna look... The suit is probably gonna look better, but I don't know how well it's going to redeem this terrible design.
It's gonna look like every other combination mech toy-wise. It's just gonna be a giant brick.
And then the blue and yellow, they've just tacked on to the top diagonally the same way they did with Kutamajin. They're just there.
Now,
I feel like there's a wasted opportunity because both of those trigger machines have, like, you know, wing-like attachments. They could have attached one or both of them to the back and had their things, like, up, so it could be like a jetpack or wings or some shit.
That's actually a really good point.
Anyways, so, yeah. Good, cool Kaiser VSX. And also included in the scan are another set of upcoming VS vehicles. First, we have the Magic Dial Fighter, which looks like a Zeppelin.
Coming out in August. Wait, no. What does the 8 stand for? Up in the
Yeah, corner. August.
Yeah, August.
August? So that's month?
Yep, and then...
okay.
We also have the Trigger Machine Splash, which is a fire truck, obviously.
Yeah.
These two VS vehicles... will be released in August and September, respectively. And then next, I'm really excited for this, the movie-exclusive mecha, the Jackpot Striker.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Hot Rod from the Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
Same color palette, same flames.
So this is obviously...
Starscream crown.
So this is obviously a recolor of the Good Striker, which combines with the red, blue, and yellow Dial Fighters to form a Megazord called Lupin Rex. And it has a fucking crown and sword. So it's immediately more
awesome. Do you think that
awesome.
It has a a form, like a mascot form as well?
I mean, probably.
No, it's just Goody with a crown.
it's like recolored version of Goody with a crown.
It's Goody with a fucking gambling problem.
It's like his older, richer brother.
He has a goatee.
His name will be Rex.
He has a goatee.
Yeah, like an evil thief's goatee. Yeah. Nah.
No, it's Goody, but he's trying to pretend not to that he's not, and they're like, we know it's you. It's definitely not me.
Now I just want to see Goody pop up with Ticket.
I'm a professional gambler. So the Jackpot Striker is also set for an August release, and I kind of like it.
So it's the movie exclusive.
Yeah, it says right there, movie exclusive mecha. But I actually really like this. I like it much more than the original Good Striker, so I might just buy it since I have some Trigger Machine.
I like though that with the magic or Dial Fighter, Lupin Red gets like a cool weapon, and then with the Splash Trigger Machine, Patrick Ichigo gets like a hose weapon on his.
Oh yeah, Lupin Red gets what looks like a bow gun, I think.
Yeah, it's like a crossbow.
Yeah, and then Patrick Ichigo gets what looks like a repurposed Forze Hihak gun, the Fire State's weapon.
Yep.
Man, this Sentai is pretty dry if these are coming up in August and September.
Well, we're getting like Cyclone and Blade and Scissors and Biker and all this right now. And we talked about the hacked sounds from the Changer a week or two ago, so we already know there's more coming.
Some guy made me think that the fucking Magic Dial Fighter was, or like the Splash Trigger Machine was the Siren Striker, and I'm like, that hope I could
understand, but I feel like Siren Striker will probably be police themed.
Yeah, and it's gonna have sirens for days.
Probably.
The Six Ranger then.
Yeah.
Like.
The silver and gold trains in Good Cool Kaiser are from the new upcoming Sixth Ranger.
He gets trains?
Yep. You know why? Trains, planes, and automobiles!
Oh my god! It is!
That's a funny movie.
It is!
Yeah,
did it!
It's probably not even that reference, but hey, good job.
Why not?
It probably is.
But yeah, like I said, I love the fact that Lupin Rex has a fucking crown and a big gold sword.
Kind of reminds me of a Go Launchers movie exclusive.
Oh, the Shogun?
Yeah, the Shogun, the RPM Zord.
Yeah, a little bit. Alright, next. This got announced literally after the day we recorded last week, so we didn't get to include it. But SH Figure Arts Kamen Rider Rogue has been confirmed.
He's pretty.
No details on release yet, but it's probably going to be a web exclusive.
Yeah.
You were going to say it's probably going to be a weapon.
Oh.
I mean, you can hit someone with it if you want. Yes, it's pointy enough.
Throw it at somebody, yeah.
So the Night Rogue figure art's now, and, like, a guy I follow on Twitter, he did, like, a really, like, a bunch of screenshots of him, like, a photo gallery. So apparently, Night Rogue's suit is actually, like, a very dark blue suit.
That's weird.
Yeah, because, like, if you actually look at the figure very closely, it's a dark blue undersuit.
He looks brown half the time.
No, apparently there's some reason for that. I can't remember why.
Bad lighting.
It's like if you look at night really closely, you can see eyes underneath. Like,
well, that's supposed to be there.
Yeah, I like that attention to detail.
It's supposed to be there. It's part of the design.
I don't remember if I did say it or not, but I really like Kamen Rider Rogue's design.
It's great.
I think everyone does, unanimously.
It's definitely grown on me. I still don't like the crack chest thing, but everything else on the suit is good.
The best part, though, is just the fragile.
Oh, yeah, that's
thing
always
on his head. Fragile sticker.
No, because that's funny, because Gintoku's cracked.
Yeah, but that kind of ruined.
He's not physically fragile, he's mentally fragile.
It's on his head, isn't
fragile.
It?
Yeah.
I don't like the fragile sticker.
Well, it's glass themed. You know what I mean? Anyways. Next, we have confirmation that Figuarts Genmu Level Billion will be releasing.
Yeah,
will be getting a release?
Yes.
I don't think releasing is a word. Or at least that sentence that you just did was not a sentence.
Releasing is a word.
I'm releasing
my power! Anyway.
There was a new Incredibles 2 trailer today.
That is incredible.
Yeah. Not all our threads were shown. I'm good. I'm glad about that.
So, the Genmu level billion, that is to say, Genmu God Maximum Gamer level 1 billion, will be releasing in September of this year, of course, as a web exclusive for 99.36 yen, which means well over $100.
He's gonna be expansive as fuck.
And rightly so. Look at this motherfucker.
Yeah.
I realized something when we were... Garg showed us some wallpapers of the movie trilogy, and I realized something. Genmu and Laser both get new forms in their movie. No one else gets fucking anything the rest of the trilogy.
We get a repaint of Paradox.
And it's not even his own form.
Yeah, they get development. That's the best new form of all. And they get
something called character development. Toei, what the fuck is that?
We can't sell that.
We can't sell you character development. We can sell you toys.
Just like they put out Poppy, Red Eye, and Blue Eye version.
We're gonna be cutting money.
Cronus looks really good too.
If anything for a figure where it's a Poppy, it'll just be a head swap.
Yeah.
That way it's not, like, you're not wasting money on two figures.
Yeah. Poppy wasn't in the show enough to fucking get
a. No, the writers didn't give her enough to do.
The writers
as
weren't.
An actual
yeah,
writer.
And I was very disappointed by that.
I thought you were gonna say the writers weren't in the show enough.
Yeah, where are my cameos?
Poppy was the driving point next day!
Where's my Silent Bob? Cameo.
But who was the X-Aid point in Drive?
Wait a minute, what?
He was like, Poppy was the driving point in X-Aid, so who's the X-Aiding point in Drive?
Oh, jeez, really?
Womp, womp.
But, Herpeters.
Can
I say something that I found out about this?
What?
Why they're releasing Genmu first and not actual X-Aid?
It's like Genmu's the most popular character in X-Aid!
Yeah, number one, that. And number two, Bandai knows this will sell.
X-Aid won't.
And if it does well, then they'll release the actual version.
What do I have to fucking do to get Laser Level X and or 3? You are getting Laser Level X and a candy toy figure.
Close enough. So, I'm still
urge
waiting for
to
that
kill. Rising.
It's like how I'm still waiting for... for the figure arts of the rest of the mirror monsters from Ryuki. But no, I'm not ever going to get them. It's like how I'm still waiting for a Wise Man figure art. That's never going to happen. I'm still waiting for a Kurokage Trooper figure art. I don't know if that did happen.
The only two figures I want are figure arts Drive type High Speed and Deno Platform.
Oh, I'm still waiting for that white Blaster Beetle board.
White!
Think of it. They did everyone else except for the white Beetleborg.
Bastards.
It's like, come on.
Just wanted to get that for Ichi for his birthday.
What? The white,
yeah,
white,
just
white,
just a figure
white.
Of the white Blaster Beetleborg.
I would love it.
It's funny how I don't actually say white Blaster Beetleborg.
White!
The white Blaster Beetleborg! No, you know who's the real MVP? Fangulaborg! Beetleborg!
I need to watch that show at some point.
I've never seen Beetleborgs. Except for like the first episode.
Cringy as
so
fuck.
And
stuff that we watched at Con Bravo.
It's a good kind of cringy, trust me. Anyways, moving on. Speaking of the candy toy figures, we got confirmation that they are making figures of the Potemon from Lupin Ranger and Pouch Ranger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. It's such a good design.
Right?
No, it's a really cool mook.
So we have an image of the prototype that's in progress.
He comes with his gun.
This is what happens when he gets killed by Frieza Amigo.
I'll take 10.
Right?
Because that's the thing about grunts. You can't just buy one. You have to buy, like, 10. Then they'll look intimidating.
Now I want to see a brand of chips by Lay's called Mooks. You can't fight just one.
And that was all.
Oh my god! I feel like there needs to be the thumbnail now. You just have to Photoshop a Lay's bag to look like Mooks.
No, it's gotta be a thing of Pringles.
Well, the line is actually the catchphrase of Lay's. You can't eat just one. Oh. Jokes are funny when you explain them.
Mm. Lay's make me gassy.
But
thanks for sharing.
And this is something that I hope they continue with. Like making
people die when they're killed.
Bread makes you fat.
I've been lied to.
I hope we get more monsters like Destra.
He would be cool to have.
Yeah.
I want Dogranio.
I'm gonna say this, Gar. I'm actually kind of with you now, I kind of want to get the figures of the Power Rangers. Because, okay, click on the third picture. They have color-coordinated guns! That's I love it!
Yeah.
And it even comes with their shitty little Mega Bows.
Yup.
Hey, I like those.
You are all alone.
It's okay.
But also, we can see images of the other Rangers, and they look good.
They actually do look really good. Like, I want to just get the Power Rangers just so I can display them.
Well, I just want blue.
Well, I'm getting all six of them. Some way or
Well, form. Fine.
Well, I found on eBay, I found the whole set of both teams for $60.
That's pretty good. That's yeah. $10 a figure.
Yep.
So yeah, it's in prototype stages for the Potterman, but it's gonna happen. Yay!
I'm glad there's gonna be a Potterman so that, you know, it's not like, yeah, I got my Ranger figure. Who do I make him fight? Bandai of America.
That's a good point, actually.
That was Bandai of America's problem. They always made Ranger figures, but they never were like, oh yeah, and here's like 10 other monster figures. No, that was never a case.
Nope. Next, we have confirmation via a tweet from the actual Twitter account of Terabee-kun that they are going to be putting out a picture book for Kamen Rider Build showing every single trial form.
Oh no.
So like, it's sort of like those the official guides that they come out with, like DK books, they're like,
right?
Those sticker books. You know they have them for like Star Wars and
So this book is apparently going to be released on April 19th.
So it's going to be dated within like the next month because of movie exclusive.
Right?
I wonder if they ever did one like this for O's.
I don't know.
Have every O's combo?
I don't know.
There was always that giant
there was an image. There was an image that had them all.
I remember, like, this is really funny, but this is, like, when, like, O's was first, like, announced with scans. Me and Ichi were, like, looking at, like, all the forms he had, and then we were, like, calculating everything, and we're like, oh my god, he has, like, over, like, because this is before we realized there was, like, head, chest, and leg metals. Like, they're all, like, so we thought any metal could be used in any part of the body, so we were like, he has over, like, 1,200 combinations. Like, and then we were like, most powerful rider ever!
Well, not most powerful, most versatile.
Yeah.
We were so young and stupid.
Oh, 8 years ago, us.
You were so young at the age of 21.
Right?
That was when me and Ichi, that was when me and Ichi were first living in our first place.
Yeah, which is
sharing a room in the basement.
Which is weirdly the same building we're about to move into.
Yep.
Different
yeah. floor.
Like the basement, the Johnny's room that he lives in, that's where me and Ichi shared a room.
We had to share a bedroom. It was fucking terrible.
I don't know how that worked.
Okay, Leonard.
Luckily, it only lasted like 3 months before we moved here. There you go, some backstory for Cast Ranger.
So it's an apartment? You're moving into an apartment?
No, it's a house. My dad just has it split up into sections.
That's
from a certain point of view.
Sure.
A certain point of view?
To Aru Kagaku.
Rolling, just kind of...
All right, next.
What's next?
Your idea's been stolen, Gar.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Q-Ranger is being translated in Korea to Power Rangers Galaxy Force.
Which is odd because in 2006, there was a Transformer show called Transformers Galaxy Force.
Crossover!
No, and you know what the initial Tokyo community's response to this is? Oh my god, does that mean we're gonna get amazing palette swaps of Q-Reno and all
right?
the MX?
Are they gonna pull a Q-Ranger Brave with it?
Well, first we have to do Zoroger, because Zoroger was...
Yeah.
Oh, didn't we already do it with the...
Because last
one
we talked about the palette swaps
so
of the Zoro game.
We're going to get fucking cool colored, different colored mechs for Q-Ranger.
Also, my show was called Power Rangers Galaxy Orbs, not Galaxy Force.
Close enough.
That and my show involved, you know, characters...
Your show had more balls!
Yeah, my show had a good... Oh, where's your comic relief? I don't need comic relief when the characters are actually three-dimensional.
Well, that's why Power Rangers probably had to change their logo, because they sold their old lighting bolt to Korea.
My god.
Look, because imagine that was the reason.
That
no.
can't be.
Korea's always had that logo.
Oh, wow.
It says...
They just don't give fucks.
It says it was cheaper to buy Toei's footage than actual Power Rangers footage.
Sure.
That is legit the reason.
Yep.
All right.
Why is there a Doge?
Damn it, you mentioned it, now I have to add it.
He's
so cute.
With the good and cool.
Because fuck shit. Clusterfuck Kaiser. It's going to take me a while to remember that name.
He's so cute. Look at his little sunglasses.
I don't know if Dave or Blaze is editing this one, so from now on, I'm just going to refer to our editor presence as Daze. Daze, put that in!
Daze.
Daze.
Daze!
What about Mr. Goldcaster?
I think he's busy moving as well.
Everyone's moving.
Shadowcaster.
MMPR Toys.
You guys, MMPR Toys. Is
April the year of moving? The month of
April
moving?
April
No, now I'm just thinking...
Is April the year of moving?
The year of moving.
No, now I just want to make a video from Futurama. Change places!
Move down, move down, move down, move down!
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
I love that, because it gives me a chance to use my opera voice.
Since when can you sing opera?
But not your Ivan News.
I just like having that voice. Next story! Super Sentai Hero Mama League.
Why am I so excited for this?
No, me too. So, literally, this is a Sentai spin-off film, like Girls in Trouble.
In the Space Squad.
Yeah, in the Space Squad. So, like Girls in Trouble, but it's starring Deca Yellow, Jasmine, Hurricane Blue, and Magipink.
Hoka.
Yeah, because, you know, it's not like Hoka hasn't done anything since Magiranger. Legit, she hasn't done since Magiranger.
Because, like, the only other two members we've seen were Magiyellow and Magired.
So, this is because the three actresses who play these characters are all mothers in real life, but the only one who's been established as a mother, as far as I know, in canon, is Decayellow.
Yep.
So, this will be interesting.
So, you think it'll show them as moms now?
Oh, for sure. That's the entire point.
Oh, this is good world building.
Yeah. Ichi, click on the fourth picture.
Or would you say universe building, since they're in space?
Click on the fourth picture.
We have a picture of them in their suits.
Look how saggy that uniform looks on Deca Yellow.
A little bit.
Oh my goodness.
Well, it doesn't have to fit her. She's not the one suit acting.
But Hurricane Blue is looking mwah.
She looks like Fuka's mother with the hairstyle.
I also like the logo for this. If you click on the first image.
If you remember, it's legit, my god!
Yeah, it's legit the ranger holding a baby.
And if you remember, Hurricane Blue is also the new homeroom teacher in Forze.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't she the Pegasus lady with the kicks?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
And she was also in double as
The invisible magician's assistant.
Yeah, yeah. Assistant. Okay, yeah. Her. Yeah. Ooh. Sick.
She's gotten around in Toku.
Also, Yamato's actor is going to be in it, and Kenji's actor is going to be in it.
Yeah, so not Star Ninja himself, but the actor who plays Star Ninja is going to be in it as a character. So I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, like you were saying earlier, like Kenji Star Ninja is going to be in it, and I'm like, wait, so if he's going to be in a Mama movie, does that mean our old pal Kenji rode bareback?
And also, you said Yamato?
No, a few...
Hours back.
It took me a second to register it, but no.
Yeehaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Started your cancer.
Oh no.
Don't make more snow.
Oh no.
What?
Oh. Well, just the Star Ninja cancer.
Oh, that's still one of my favorite jokes ever.
More additional information on this.
If you want to hear the origin of that joke, check out episode 75, Bakasumi.
I was about to say, like, what episode was that again?
Episode 75, Bakasumi.
So, the actress who played Deca Yellow said this about this. Or proposed the original idea to the Toei Tokusatsu fan club as a means of showcasing different aspects of a hero's life. Yeah.
That's cool. Like, getting more in-depth with, like, What do they do, like, when they're not saving the universe?
I can't wait to see Hoka calling a babysitter on her Magiphone.
Oh my goodness.
It better just be freaking the cat from Magiranger.
Oh no! God. Smokey.
Do you know who needs Smokey? No, you know who needs to be in this? Magi Mother!
Fuck yeah.
She's like the mother of all Sentai.
She just gets a super form Magi Grandmother.
Oh my goodness.
Or
this
gold palace.
Or Grand Magi Mother.
Then we just get Woolzard Gold.
Wolzard Grand.
Yeah, there
his
you go.
Grandfather.
Yep.
And it'll be released on May 13th.
Mother's Day.
Which is Mother's Day.
Yeah, like you said the release date, and I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty sudden. Oh, wait, that's Mother's Day. Oh, okay, now it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
All right, neat.
Yeah, this is going to be cool. I hope it's not, like, as violent and bloody as the Girls in Trouble was.
No. I fucking hope not.
No, jeez. I hope it's, like, Mean Girls level.
It's just babies just like, and just,
no!
Like, just lots of shit and vomit everywhere.
No!
Live birth footage.
Oh,
live
God!
Live birth footage! Here, let's compare birth videos. Ah!
Well, it's funny you mention that because our next story is about an upcoming Sentai pregnancy.
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking yellow.
You're too,
ew.
Oh.
Oh.
What the fuck was that?
Gar doesn't like fucking yellow.
She's kind of cute.
Well, I thought you were going to say Gar doesn't like pregnancy.
Pregnant?
Pregnant?
Yeah, are you pregnant?
So,
my prig.
Dante.
So just in time to be too late to participate in Hero Mama League, Natsuki Mamiya, played by actress Shisei Nakamura, has announced that she is pregnant with her first child. On her personal blog, apparently she has married a non-showbiz man who she met in an online poker game app and met in person.
I think you mentioned this before.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I think we mentioned the marriage.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, but not the pregnancy.
Yeah, that's new.
She's now Boku no Hero is now venturing into motherhood.
Ouch.
Anyways, so congratulations to her.
Stada! I love that theme.
Next, it's our boy, Tenkuchi Takeru!
Oh, yeah! Oh, he's gonna be murdered! Yay!
Well, I don't know about Danganronpa 3, but Shun Nishime, who played Kamen Rider Ghost...
Did you just mention Ghost? Are you fucking kidding me? We have a no-ghost policy here. Respect that.
This is gonna be playing Makoto Naegi in a stage play of Danganronpa 3.
I don't know what that is.
Holy crap, he actually looks like him, though.
Right? Danganronpa is a series about a bunch of high schoolers who get trapped in a high school and have to murder each other.
Oh. Ichi, what's the muscular girl? What's
Sakura Ogami.
Yeah. I gotta show Gar that. He's gonna believe.
Actually, did you guys see the video of Butch Hartman?
Yes, opening the ghost figure.
Yeah, someone sent him an SH figure arts of Kamen Rider Ghost or a Damashi.
And he keeps calling it, like, Kamen Ghost Rider.
Hey, at least he
eventually pronounced Ore Damashi right?
No. He at least caught himself when he said, Kamen Rider.
But he still said Kamen Ghost Rider.
He said Kamen Rider. I'm like, Kamen.
So, Gar,
and again, he's still...
This is one of the characters in Danganronpa.
No one else looks like her.
That's a chick.
No one else looks like
her.
Is there ever an explanation why?
She's just really into fitness.
No, she's just really muscular and an amazing fighter. That's just why.
What the fuck? She looks like she belongs in like a Street Fighter game.
That's the joke. And yet even she can't punch her way out of the school.
Nope.
Anyways.
She's gonna body slam you to the...
Thanks for the spoiler. Actually,
I thought everyone knew what happened in Danganronpa 1 at this point.
Well, I've watched the anime, but it's been long enough that I may have forgotten some details. Anyways.
I'm sorry, everyone. I didn't mean to do that.
Don't worry about it. So he will be playing Makoto Naegi, who is the protagonist.
Protagonist.
I don't know if he's the protagonist in Danganronpa 3, but I know he's the protagonist in the first one.
That is a wig.
He shows up, but he's very important in the third arc as well.
That is a wig.
I'm pretty sure Takeru's hair and ghost was also a wig.
No.
That hair looks like Naegi, so whatever.
Does he have the apple game?
I miss Ghost.
I don't know.
I miss Takeru.
I don't.
I miss all these characters.
So the stage play...
I miss Deep Spectre.
The stage play in question will be running from July 20th to 23rd in Tokyo, from the 27th to the 29th in Osaka, and then again in Tokyo, August 3rd to 13th.
I miss Kevin. Big guy.
Sweet little Puerto Rican ass.
Is he Puerto Rican?
Is that racist? So yeah, that's the thing that's happening.
What's that from again?
From the fucking Obama animated Gingrams.
Kirby's Dream Course.
Yeah.
Is he Puerto Rican?
Love those guys.
Shout beer.
Hey.
They're doing an impression of me.
It's hilarious. Okay. Next. Last week we talked about Kamen Rider Duke pulling an oh no and being basically kicked out of showbiz, and his major project, the Messiah Project Play, that has announced his replacement. And it's motherfucking Kaiza!
It's Zuo, Zuo Bird.
Zuo Condor.
Bardo.
Yeah.
Zuo Barto.
So Kohei Murakami, who was actually in the same agency that Ryoma's actor Aoki was from.
What are the odds?
Pretty good.
I thought everyone just had the same agency.
Y'all pretty good. No, there's rival agencies.
So yeah, this stage play will be happening in Tokyo April 14th to the 22nd, and in Osaka April 27th to 29th.
That's already going on!
Oh my god.
But that's tomorrow.
Or yesterday, depending on if you're here live or listening on the day this gets uploaded.
That's one more! Duh!
That means there's this many.
This many.
The new Ultraman got revealed, but we'll talk about that on episode 36 whenever that comes out in like 3 months.
I was going to say,
By the time we talk about
Kingdom Hearts 3 will be out first.
By the time we talk about that'll...
Geez, no!
But
Alterator, but Kingdom Hearts 3 will come out before the episode.
Yeah, I was
and you know what's really funny?
It's
a possibility.
I was gonna say, but next time we record a new episode of Alterator Gar, the new Ultraman will already be airing.
I know.
I will say I looked at the scans and I actually like the design.
I like Bull. Bull looks awesome.
He doesn't look like bullshit.
Bull and Russell.
And it's not fusions! It's elements!
Except eventually they'll probably fuse with each other.
They'll fuse together.
Because that's Ultraman. They will fuse together to become Ultraman Bulrosha.
Ultraman Bullshit.
Bolshevik.
Bolshevik.
Anyways, that's the news.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, late week.
I feel like we're missing something.
Kevin!
Okay, so last minute news. Like, they're having this, like, giant Slowpoke event in Japan.
Oh, my God.
You
can meet a giant Slowpoke and take pictures with it.
Can you eat its tail?
I think they made, like, Slowpoke-themed, like, noodles or something.
The fact that your answer wasn't a flat no is already flooring.
But, yeah, so I wish... And now, instead, going to Japan to see Dan, I want to go to Japan so I can meet Slowpoke. Because if people don't know, Slowpoke is my favorite Pokemon. Well, like, my favorite Pokemon is the entire, like, Slowpoke line. So, like, Slowpoke, Slowbro, Slowking, Mega Slowbro. I love all three of them, four of them equally.
Slow Beyblade?
Yeah. Hey, fuck you. Best
Mega Slowblade.
Blade.
Snowflame. Snowflame. Hashtag top fourth wall. Hashtag 500 episode in a month.
Anyways, that's it. I want to meet Giant Slowpoke. It's fucking...
Holy shit. 10 years, 500 episodes.
Imagine, though, you're
Test
there.
Has not been on for that long.
Look at that! That's a giant Slowpoke! It's the giant Slowpoke!
You're meeting the giant Slowpoke. It takes its helmet off, and it's Dan.
I... Watashi wa Yanonda!
Bam! No, it's Dan and Abadan.
It's like the zombie chime, but it's made of Slowpoke chimes.
Whoa. Yadon!
That would be amazing!
Oh my god. Also, if you haven't heard the Slowpoke song, look at the Slowpoke song. It's
yeah, there's
amazing.
Even an English version now.
Yeah.
It's... Oh, fuck. How did I forget the line I love so much in that song?
Did you guys talk
about it? It's Sweet Tail Sap Makes a Yummy Yummy Snack.
It's a chill reggae song.
Did you guys talk about Time Ranger coming out on DVD?
We did that last week.
Yeah, Time Ranger's coming out on DVD. In case you didn't know.
Oh my god!
Oh. There you go, everybody. Giant Slowpoke. Look at his cutest.
Damn it, now Dave has to put in the episode.
Yay, giant Slowpoke. Look at him, he's so cute. He's big head.
No arms.
I want it to fight Barney now.
Oh, Slowpoke would kick its ass.
To die, bitch.
I would love you to die.
And, like he summons an army of children.
Do you know what I'd like to see a giant, like, plush mascot of? Fucking, what's it called? The like cat Pokemon that like Esper.
Oh.
Just a giant fucking Esper.
Just staring into
your
eyes.
That would be kind of scary, actually.
Those eyes.
Be kind of scary.
Always staring.
Wait, you sure you just don't want Jasmine? Because she's also an Esper.
this bitch! And you know they're gonna fucking say it again in that special!
God damn it! See, I've been watching Deca Rangers, so I've come very accustomed to it, so now it doesn't even faze me anymore.
I've only seen specials and movies in the last episode of Deca Ranger, and I've already heard that like 30 times.
Oh wait, do you also know about Shenshan's thinking pose?
Yes.
We've heard.
Do you know
they transform using a thing called Deca Metal?
We've been introduced.
The Deca Ranger armor, how is it formed?
Hey, son!
Wait. Oh, yeah, make sure he doesn't bite you or...
Happy.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you in the episode proper.
Thank you for listening.